You're listening to SBS News. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he's accountable for any of the mistakes made during the botched hotel quarantine program that's blamed for a significant number of the COVID-19 cases in his state. During a news conference that lasted almost 2 hours, Mr. Andrews revealed there'd been another 471 cases and 8 deaths. He faced many questions over the hotel quarantine program after the retired judge who's presiding over a board of inquiry, Justice Jennifer Coate, made it clear there was no legal reason preventing people with knowledge of what took place from answering questions. Mr. Andrews and his ministers have been deferring any answer to questions over the quarantined failures by saying the issue was the subject of Justice Coates' inquiry. Daniel Andrews and the Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, told the media several weeks ago that the quarantined failures had caused at least a significant number of the cases. Citing that, a journalist put this question to Daniel Andrews.
So does that mean that you're already accepting that decisions that were made by you and your government have led to, we're talking dozens of deaths now? Your government is responsible.
Well, it's how you term it and the commentary you want to put on it is a matter for you. What I am indicating to you and to all Victorians is that there are many questions. We do not have the answers. We need a process to get all of us those answers, every single Victorian. That's what I've established. That's what is currently doing its work, and it will provide a full and frank report. I, as the leader of the state and the leader of the government, I will be accountable for errors that have been made, for mistakes that have been made. I will be accountable for the findings that Judge Cope brings down. I don't know, Alex, whether I could be any clearer than that.
Melbourne is now under a strict lockdown, with many businesses forced to close and essential workers required to carry a permit to show the police if they're stopped and asked about their movements. Premier Andrews says, given the number of cases, there was no other alternative than a strict lockdown for the next 6 weeks.
It's not a position we wanted to be in. It's by no means easy. But I think things will settle in coming days. And I'm very grateful to all of those who've been working so closely with us and working very hard themselves to make sure that we can all make this work. If we had an alternative, if there was another way, then of course we would pursue that. But the experts are telling us, unless we limit movement, unless we drive down the number of people that are moving around the community, we won't drive the cases down.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the lockdown could see up to 400,000 people lose their jobs or have their hours reduced.
These are people, not statistics, and that is the impact of this crisis. It takes a very large personal toll on people.
The federal government has revised its unemployment forecast and is now predicting it could reach 10% by the end of the year. With so many people losing their jobs, mental health support agencies are reporting an increase in demand for their services, with people feeling anxious and depressed. Demand is reported to be particularly high in Victoria. Support services, including Lifeline and Beyond Blue, are being given additional funds to help them cope with the extra demand. Health Minister Greg Hunt says an extra $5 million has been allocated so the agencies can help Victorians with the mental health challenges.
These times are extraordinary. Lockdowns, permits, curfews, nothing ever experienced in any of our lifetimes, to the best of my knowledge, in this country. And so it's immensely important to recognise the mental health challenges and to support the mental health challenges and the anxieties being faced.
Lifeline offers a 24-hour counselling service, which is available by calling 13 11 14. And Beyond Blue has a dedicated coronavirus hotline, which is 1800 512 348. 1800 512 348. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.